FM 90.3 WJTL, Robbie Seaband, Awaken My Soul. Tori Harper, Revival before that. Good morning, 719.
Your weather forecast for today, clouds and showers, high of 76. For your overnight, partly cloudy, low down to 63. And for winning Wednesday, sunshiny skies. Oh, 81 for the high. Currently, it's cloudy and 67.
It's a beautiful day for sure. Our special guests today with Anchorage Breakfast, Patty Eastep and Pastor Joe DiPaolo are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Pastor Joe, you told us that you guys are feeding between 150 and 200 and some people every day.
Right.
5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. It must take a lot of volunteers.
It does. It requires about 70, that's 70 volunteers per week.
I think
we have a pool of about 150, I think, that we draw from.
That's amazing.
We relaunched this program about 3 years ago. It had previously been done by a different church. We've changed the menu, expanded it. We also have incorporated it, so it's its own 501 C3 corporation now with a board. And we have about a dozen or more churches that contribute people, volunteers, funds, and it really is quite an operation. And Patty does a tremendous job and seems to know everybody in Lancaster County.
She is one of those people that seems to know a lot of people. So you're doing this at your church. Tell us where that's at.
It's at Duke and Walnut Streets, right in downtown Lancaster.
Yeah.
And the hours of operation are from 8:30 in the morning. The doors open at 8:30 to 9:45, and anyone is welcome.
And I think most of our listeners might be surprised that many people are need food for breakfast.
It is surprising. People often are surprised. But, you know, anywhere you live, there are people who are in need. Before I came to Lancaster, I was in a pretty wealthy suburb of Philadelphia. We had a food bank there. And people said, there are people who need this here. There's people who need it everywhere.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they're our neighbors and we don't know it.
Yeah. Do you guys need more volunteers? Do you need more helpers?
I'll let Patty pick it up from there.
Patty, do you need more helpers?
We're always happy to welcome new volunteers. And an area that I'm trying to help the ministry grow is to have pastors, lay leaders come and just have breakfast and sit at the table and listen.
And minister.
And minister and pray with our guests.
That's cool. Yes. Earlier, Joe told us a great story about how God is using this ministry. Do you have a story you want to share?
I'd love to share a story. I'm going to talk about David, not his real name. David told me one day over breakfast that he has an income of about $750 a month.
Wow.
And he rents a room in Lancaster City for $600. So that only gives David $150 a month to live.
Wow.
And he just said, you know, Patty, I'm just so grateful that I can come here every morning and get a healthy breakfast.
Wow, that's amazing. If folks want to get involved, they can visit you online.
Yes, they can visit us online at anchoragebreakfast.org.
And I understand another way they can get involved is come out to your dinner and your silent auction.
Yes, we would love for you to come to that. That is Friday, August 2nd. It is a silent auction with a dinner, and tickets can be bought online, and you can find that information on our website or on our Facebook.
And it's happening at First United Methodist Church.
It is happening at First United Methodist Church. It starts at 6:30. It is mostly a silent auction. We have all kinds of great tickets and baskets and events that you can bid on.
Very cool. Go to anchoragebreakfast.org to get your tickets. Or you could also go to the Facebook page and find out more information. Just type in Anchorage Breakfast. You get the details there. Or if you want to volunteer, like we were talking about earlier, you could do that too. Now, you brought some coffee to give away. How does this coffee tie in with Anchorage Breakfast?
Well, thanks for letting me offer this coffee. This is our Anchorage Breakfast coffee blend. It is roasted here locally by a local roaster, Red Rose Coffee Roasters. And they allow us to label it and sell it. And every time you purchase one of these, it helps pay for the breakfast.
How great. What a great tie-in.
And I love that it's breakfast blend.
Yeah, I love that too. Well, we're going to give one away in a second, but first, just to remind you, the dinner and silent auction, Friday, August 2nd, starting at 6, First United Methodist Church in Lancaster. You can get all the details at anchoragebreakfast.org.
Yes, thanks to these guys, they brought us Anchorage Servant's Breakfast Blend, and I have a bag that I'm willing to pry out of my hands for you. Caller number 3, let's give it to caller number 3, 717-392-3690. Caller number 3 will get a bag of Anchorage Servant's Breakfast Blend coffee, 717-392-FM90.
And we'll announce the winner coming up before we do birthdays. Patty and Pastor Joe, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for this great opportunity.
We love what you guys are doing in the community. Thanks for stopping in. Back to the music we go with Matthew West. This is My Own Little World.